it was just occurring to me, given the level of training that you guys do up there in preparation for all eventualities, is there a protocol, and do you ever at all before the fact consider the eventuality of being approached by any other spacecraft? And if so, what do you do? What's the protocol if there has been one discussed? Because you're up there doing the same thing.
Well, let's see. If there's life somewhere else, and I think the odds are probably that there is, what would you do? But the odds that they're coming to Earth are infinitesimally small. Now, if they did come to Earth, though, and they saw intelligent life leaving the planet and orbiting, you know, that might be, if I were them, that might be who I contact. But we're realistic about it. And the odds are so tiny, so ridiculously small that's going to happen, that it's just way down our list of things to train for. So we don't even talk about it.
Okay,
question. No, we talk about it. It's nothing we train for, just because, you know, there's more pragmatic things that we have to worry about. So we don't think about it.
So there's no U.S. position that says, as Neil Armstrong put the flag on the moon, that says,
there's nothing.
We are friendly, we are who we are.
No, they would just rely on us to do the right thing. But no, we don't train specially for anything like that. It's just, you know, we don't train for it on Earth, and it could just as easily happen on Earth. So, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.